Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I thank you all, as always, for tuning in. And I hope this podcast is blessing you in some way. Today's episode is called There Is Something on the Other Side. And when I thought about there's something on the other side, I was thinking about everything that has transpired in this last year and a half. From the job loss, to losing my daughter, to the demise of the relationship, you know, I begin to reflect on all of that. Monday will be the 1 year anniversary of Stephanie's passing. And my goal is to, I really would like to go to the cemetery and put some flowers on a grave and, you know, just, yeah, that's what I would like to do because I haven't been able to bring myself to do that. And, you know, it bothers me a little bit that I haven't had the mental capacity to go visit her gravesite. And I know it might take time, and that's okay too. But there is something on the other side. You know, when you're going through things and life is lifing, because life is lifing for a whole lot of people. But when you're going through things, you often will ask God, okay, God, when am I going to get my breakthrough? You know, I've been here long enough. You know, when am I going to stop crying? When am I going to smile again? And when am I going to be whole again? You know, because for me, you know, I often look in the mirror and I see myself and I don't see myself. I don't feel like I'm the same person that I was before all the trauma. And I'm not supposed to be the same person that I was before the trauma. But I also know that I'm not supposed to be the person that I am now. And in last week's episode, it was called Undoing to Become. So I know that I've had to do, and I am undoing some things to become what God needs me to be, or to become the person to shoulder what I am asking God to do for me. Because I know in my current state of mind, mentally, emotionally, I can't carry or shoulder the weight of what I'm asking God to do for me. Because, you know, I was thinking the other day that, you know, God can very well give you what you're asking for. But can you shoulder it? Can you carry the weight of what you're asking God for? And to that, I said, no, I cannot. So some undoing has to take place to become. And I, you know, was thinking, I was like, God, you know, this, I've been here. I feel stagnated. I feel stuck. And like, God, I'm over this. I'm ready to get to the next part of my life. I want to be whole again. I want to, you know, thrive. I feel like, you know, I'm just surviving. And I'm not doing too much of a good job of that, surviving. You know, I want to thrive. There are things in my life that, you know, I want to do, I have to do. And I've come to the place where, you know, everything that I'm doing, you know, right now is for Cheryl. Because if Cheryl isn't good for Cheryl, then Cheryl can't be good for anybody else. So my number one priority is getting me back. I want to know that I can show up for Cheryl, you know. And sometimes when you are a giver, you are, you know, the person that's always there. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I got married young, 16, and we had 6 kids, and, you know, then I got 17 grandkids and a great grandbaby. And, you know, and then Stephanie passed away, and I took my granddaughters, and, you know, I realized that I don't know who I am outside of the kids and the grandkids and being the caregiver. And, you know, I don't know who I am outside of that. So that has become very important to me also, to find out who I am outside of the 27-year marriage and outside of the kids and the grandkids and taking care of people. I want to know who I am. Not only do I want to know who I am outside of that, I want to heal the parts of me that the unhealed part of me tolerated. Again, things that common sense should have taken me out of. But I want to, you know, heal that part of me that tolerated the disrespect, the manipulation, the disloyal people, you know. And that's important, you know, for me going forward. And, you know, I've become okay with, if you don't want to be in my life, I no longer care. And that's okay with me. Because if people want to leave your life, let them. Let them. It doesn't even matter anymore. Because even though I feel like I feel, I also feel that in this space in this moment, even right now, I'm exactly where God would have me to be. And I was reading Mark 4, verses 35 to 41. And it was talking about Jesus on the boat. And he said to the disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And we all know the story. You know, Jesus was asleep on the boat. And they woke him up and asked him, you know, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And after all of that, Jesus woke up. He rebuked the waves and he told them, "Peace be still." And after he told them, "Peace be still," there was a great calm. And he said to his disciples, he asked them, "Why was they fearful? And how is it that they have no faith?" And they say the disciples, they feared exceedingly and said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him?" And that verse 35 stuck in my head. "Let us pass over unto the other side." And to me, that was just saying that you can't die in this storm. Because on the other side of this storm is a purpose. And that's how I'm going to make it to the other side of the storm, by remembering that on the other side is a purpose, my purpose. God has something for me on the other side. But I have to have faith to believe that on the other side of the storm is something so much greater that God has in store for me. And I, you know, again, when you're going through the storm, it often feels like, especially if you've been in a storm a long time, it often feels like this storm ain't gonna run out of rain. And it can discourage you. And I feel like that some days. Again, I feel stuck. I feel that, you know, I feel like I'm running in place and, you know, my God. And I get discouraged. I lie to you not. I get discouraged. And there are days that I just want to say forget it. Because you get tired. And, you know, I often feel like it's kind of, you know, I struggle with my faith. I struggle with, you know, trusting God. And I'm trying, but I just feel often like, okay, I'm trying to believe, I'm trying to have faith, and I'm praying, and I'm asking God, and like, nothing happens month after month, week after week. And it can make you discouraged. It can make you feel like that God has forgotten about you. And I really struggle with that. I hate that I do, but you know, sometimes I'm laying down and I'm like, God, like, I need you to do something for me. And I just feel like day after day after day, you know, I just feel like he's not doing anything for me because I'm still here, stuck in this same space. And I get up and I try to go on and try not to lose my hope, you know, that, you know, maybe tomorrow will be that day. And, you know, I find myself saying, I say that every day, and nothing's happening. I got put in for jobs. Jobs that I qualify for. And, you know, it's just rejection after rejection after rejection. I'm like, God, you know, you said if I take care of the girls, you're going to take care of me. And I'm, you know, I can't take care of them or me without, you know, a job. And, you know, so there are a lot of things that I'm honest about that, you know, I don't understand quite what God is doing. And it leaves me frustrated. It leaves me to feel like God has forgotten about me. Like, are you coming to see about me? Because, you know, in some days, it feels overwhelming. And like, I can't take no more. And I know that if I hang in there, I know that on the other side of the storm is peace and purpose. And I was, you know, when you really find your purpose after everything you've been through and God reveals your purpose, I believe that finding your purpose will produce rest. Because after you find your purpose, then you know you have your answer. And it will produce a rest that will allow you to sleep on the boat like Jesus did in the midst of a storm. And your promise will produce peace. And the very thing that you're going through right now will be the foundation of the revelation of who God really is. And I believe that although I feel the way I feel, I know that God is building the foundation of my life going forward. He's building the foundation. And am I a little impatient? Absolutely, because I want to get out of this. I'm tired. I'm very tired. Some days I'm angry, but I'm tired. And I know that God is building the foundation of my life, because any building that's not built on a good foundation will eventually crumble, will eventually collapse, and I think that my previous state hasn't been on a good foundation. So the storms came, and I collapsed. Depression and anxiety and panic attacks and, you know, the suicidal moments, and it just consumed me. It just took me to a place that God said, I can't rebuild on that, sure. So what I got to do is, you know, we got to go through some things. We got to, you know, go through some crushing and some undoing, because I need a firm foundation. And as much as I believe that God is about to do something extraordinary and amazing in my life, I must say that I get a little weary and, excuse me, a little weary and a lot tired and you know, wanting this to be over. And I try to just go about my day and not think about things, because, you know, I'm an overthinker, and I know that I have to hold on. You know, I do want to hold on, because I want to see the purpose that this storm produces, because I ain't come this far to only come this far. Even on the days when I want to give up, I don't feel so great. So I keep fighting. I stay in the race because I'm nosy, and if I give up, I'm gonna miss out. And I'm, you know, I'm not about to miss out, because it would be crazy for me to have gone through all of this and not get the promise. So I am going to hang in there. because it's on the other side of this storm is peace, purpose, and a promise. So I'm going to hang in there. And allow God to do what he needs to do. And it's easier said than done. And it doesn't always feel good. And do I want God to show up today? Yeah. Like right now. This very second. And I was driving on last night and I was thinking that I can't describe now how I feel. And I know I don't feel like myself. And maybe I'm not supposed to feel like myself. Maybe because of the new thing that God is doing in my life is the reason why I don't feel like myself. And I can't even describe to you how I do feel, but I know that it's something that I can't even explain. And every time I'm driving and I'm alone in my car, sometimes, you know, if people in the car, I'd be in heavy thoughts, so I'd be quiet, but you know, I'm trying to understand how I feel in this. You know, I just can't grasp, you know, how I feel. And it's a strange feeling, but I'm trying to figure it out. And maybe the pain that I've been in for so long, maybe it's producing a different Cheryl that can sleep on the boat in the midst of the storm, because the storm has, I feel like the storm has at times almost taken me out of here. And, you know, when we're going through something, of course you want a quick fix. You don't, you know, but I know quick don't last. And I'm always honest with myself these days. And I'm like, God, just do something for me. You know, give me a glimmer of hope. A job or something. You know, I feel like nothing's happening and I'm just stuck. And on the other side of this, yeah, it's, you'll find your purpose and your promise. Your rest and your peace. But in the meantime, Lord, and in between time, I just feel like I just need a little reprieve. I just need something. You know, for me, it's not enough to say that I'm going to be okay. And on the other side of this, I'm like, I just feel like, God, I just need something tangible, something to help me to know that it's going to be all right. You know, and I hear everything everybody's saying. I listen to the word. I, you know, read the word, and I get it. But God, I need something. And I know the other side is going to be the ultimate blessing. But God, in the meantime, again, in between time, can you show up for me? Can you bless me to be able to do just the basic things? You know, I don't care about, you know, materialistic things, but, you know, there are things I, you know, I'm like, God, I have my car payment, I have insurance, I have things that I need to do. I have these girls I got to take care of and keep a roof over our head. And so it's like, God, even in this, even in on my days when I don't feel so great, I'm going to hang in there. Because I know on the other side, you have something amazing for me. So I'm going to trust you. Because I want to see your promise. And I also want to see the purpose that this storm produces. I thank you all for joining me today. Just remember that on the other side of whatever storm you're facing, whatever that may be, remember that on the other side of the storm, there is calmness and there is peace. I thank you as always for joining me, and I pray as always that I have said something that has blessed you. Have a good week, and I'll see you all next week.